So middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Siman Shin Chof Aleph, an halachas of Teichin and other related halachas. Sif Yid Gimel on Kufman Testament Aleph. Halachas of Teilish. Says Machab, also Lirdos Chalas Dvash Makaves. Forbidden to remove the honeycombs from the beehive. Pidish, Hakancha Dvayim Oisim Advash. That's the nest where the bees make the honey. Says Mechaba, it's similar to detaching, which is a malacha on Shabbos. Hagah says Ramah, but Davkim Dibukim Makabes, not specifically if it's connected to the beehive. It's Magid Mishnah Perikhapal. He says Ramah further, Aval im Nitlushim Evayim, it was detached from before Shabbos. Oishin Nisraskim Evayim, it was crushed from before Shabbos. But Vash Tzof Makabes, and the honey is flowing in the beehive. Mutla does it on Shabbos, you'll have to take it down on Shabbos, says the Beis Yosef. Says the Shabbos, Siv Cotton Mem Vav. So you now take down the honeycombs, the Dvash, Me'akaveres. I know that is a full year to liver at Dvash from the Shabbos. Even if you don't want to separate the honey from the wax, which is in the honeycomb, the Zeb Chama Farak, that's included in the Malach Abdash of separating or unloading from something else. Aliga chachal chatzman min hakaveres. Rather, you're going to just take the honeycombs themselves from the beehive. So that is forbidden. And the Mechaba says why? Because sivkam memzayin shodem l'taylish, similar to detaching. Kimakum gilat vash, because the place of the growth of the honey, hub kaveres, is in the beehive. Chashavu as getin lemeves chacham gemachub, and the sage you consider as connected. But sevkad mem chesed netlushu, if it was attached before Shabbos, the honeycombs were disconnected from where they were attached in the beehive. And it's just left like that over there. And it doesn't apply anymore to them the name of connected. Therefore, you could lower them, you could take them down from the beehive, so that you can eat the honey that's connected on the honeycombs from around, because of a kamokam, however, still also asking, now I crush them, to get the honey out from the wax, that's included in unloading. I mean, it's something just like the malach abdash, which is removing the grain from the stalks. And even if the honey comes out on its own, it's remained until the evening, as a decree that you might have to crush it with your hands, which this might be a problem. Some of the Rosh Hashanah, some people have the honeycomb itself. Sivkat mem test. So we said, but if it was detached before Shabbos, or shin nisraskim loydim, or is crushed before Shabbos, and it's floating, then you'll have to take it down on Shabbos. And there's riskin lachalas. You crush the honeycombs. But it's still attached to the honey, to the beehive. But the honey is flowing from them on Shabbos. I did it because you crushed them. But look at that vash itself. So you're allowed to take this honey that's floating, this sweet and shaykh like a verse, because that honey obviously is not does not belong anymore to the honeycomb, to the beehive. I will also do this. But you're not know, take down the honeycombs themselves, because they're still attached to the beehive. So if you doubt in Megablin, Pirish. The parentheses, they say, what does that mean? The sin is mayim bekemach nikur gibel. Putting the water in flour is called gibel. So you can't do gibel of kemach kali harba, a lot of roasted grain. Shema yavoi lolush kemach shena kali, because you might come to need, which is mixing it together, which is one of the lamatas malachas, a flour that's not roasted. Umutl gabel es hakali mat maat, you'll have to mix in the roasted grain if it's a little bit. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Nun. Chabad say, Ima Goblin. So, says the Mishnah Berurah, Hine, Kod Mishnah Novel, Levar, Deve, Shachanach. We're going to come to explain the words of Shachanach. Levar, Ketas, in Elisha, we're going to explain a little bit, what is this idea about kneading? Lishri, Yaakzim, Lama, says, Malachas, kneading is one of the 39 primary categories of Malachas. V'nen, Adavka, Dimar, it's not specifically through water. You add the Midvash, something is with honey, Beshumanabas, or goose fat. All types of beverages that you can knead and stick the items through them. Now, regarding leisha, time brings the Gemara. We learn the brings in the Gemara. If one guy puts in the flour, one guy puts in the water, the last guy is going to be liable. That's what Rebbe said. Rebbe says, Yehuda, he says, no. It's not enough just to put in the water and now it's starting to stick. You have to do gibel. Most of the place can rule Kerbius Yehuda. Now, ach das Bala Chumis Rizyatai, but the opinion of the Bala Chumis and those who hold like him, I left the Kirabi. The idea is mine, they could gible. Just putting a water when things are obviously start sticking, it's already called gible. This is all with flour or earth, betit and clay, becholadak and thin sand. These are things that are stickable. They start congealing together. Chokid or anything similar like that. But something that's not it's not applicable to have gible to an eighth for like ashes, becholagas and thick sand. It doesn't stick together. That's the Rambam v'siyata. The opinion Rambam those who hold like him the afim gible. Even if you're going to mix it. Part of Mechad is going to be exempt from a sin offering, but Akhisur Rik is only Yisra Rabbana. That's how Bereshim Lehepach. And the opinion of many Bereshim is the opposite. The Medavid La Begibel is something that you can't really mix together. I mean, it doesn't really
stick. So after Beis Yehuda, actually, then Imkrit of Yehuda, so like Begibel doesn't need Gibel because you can't even do that anymore. And to actually, there's nothing by Maim Chayv. So actually, the moment you do put in water, then you would be Chayv because there's Zahu Gibel. It's obviously for this entity that is considered what Gibel is. So it says Mishmur Ba'atin Navel Levar Debrei Shulchan Aruch. Now, based on that introduction, we can explain the words of Shulchan Aruch. Sivkan Enav. So Mechaber says Ima Gablin, and then in parentheses it says Pirish. It says what's Gibel? Nesidnis Mayim. It means putting water into the flour. That's called Gibel. Says Mishmur. Actually, High Lishon. That wording is actually Lav Davk. It's not precise. The Mechaber Ayri Pei Belisha Gemur. Actually, the author here, the Mechaber, is actually talking about bona fide kneading. Shneis Mayim Magabel. You don't only put the water. You actually do mix. As the Sharet Sein Oisam Mechav brings, that's obviously in the Gemara Dav Kupin and Bav, as obviously in the Rambam, look over there, and putting only in water, it seemed that actually, according to the Rambam, it's actually permitted by roasted flour, like by Morsen, like by Brand, which Rambam permits, which brought later on Simon Shun Chabdal Sev Gimel by putting in water, because Brand is not something that you can do Gibel with. And even according to the other places that they hold, that roasted flour is Bar Gibel, and there would be Issed Eresa for Gibel. Like it seemed also that they weren't Geizer just putting in the water because of Gibel, because not any less. By roasted flour, which is for human consumption, from brand that which is given to the oxen, except for a third sheet, which that's a yeshem, that's brought later on sub design. That according to them, one should be stringent, even just putting the water. And it says afterwards, he found that this has written in the Shemes Adam that must have been some mistaken student was Magia that edited this into the Shulchan Aruch. Sivkat Nun Beis. So he said that you can't do gibel, this mixing, kneading of a lot of roasted. Flour, and the reason for this is because sivkot nun beis shemi yavoi. You might come to need flour that's not roasted, which that could mix together. Now, kol zavsef, this whole paragraph for lashon Rambam is the wording of the Rambam. It's really he holds a kemach kol because roasted flour laba gibel is not that it could be needed. But dover dover laba gibel, something that's not you can't do gibel. In the chaim nachayv avkish gibel even when you do need it because you're not doing anything. And the ain't also limitaban. They're only rabbinically forbidden. And shemi yabul olish kemach shenika because then you might come to need it with flour that's not roasted. Therefore, they permit it when you do some type of change by doing just a little bit at a time. But fill the shabbos. Even according to the other halachic authorities, this ruler that they hold the kemach kol by gibel, who that roasted flour could be needed, and therefore chayim natari kashu gibel, and they're reliable natari when you mix together. However, they also agreed al deshin matmad by changing it by doing it just a little bit at a time. Israel became a colleague, it's permitted by roasted flour, which Sharatin Isamak Biz says that's the prima god rights. And he says, look at Bir Alocha, the Maskoshama, which explains how is this possible if it's an Issidai Raisa, according to the Yeshitas. By just doing a little bit of time, this can be permitted. Says the Mishnah before, he says, Yesh Aimim, move to become a Sifte Zayim. But according to the Yesh Aimim, that it's brought later on Sifte Zayim, Gamba in Yazen, then even in such a situation, Osal Gabbathul Matmat, it's forbidden to need even just a little bit of time. Only be put on the flour water from before Shabbos. Sifkot Nun Gimel, Kemach Shenakali. So he said that, because you might come to need the flour that's not roasted. Regarding that, if Matmat, also then even a little bit of time is forbidden, says the Mogan Throne. Sifkot Nun Alf, but therefore you're allowed to need the roasted flour. If you do ma'at, a little bit of time, and that is below harbi, not a lot, as getin daf kuf nun, whether you make a soft mixture, or whether you make a hard mixture, which the Sharat Sinai Samach Gimel says, that's from Taos Eliyahu, according to Shiz Rambam, that is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. But according to the other place, also by roasted flour is permitted when the mixture is liquidy, even a lot. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Bishur Demat Mat. Now, what's the measurement of just a little bit of time? Loi Be'ar Posim Halachic Authorities did not explain. But they were Tzimtav Lo Fully Yesh Bekshe Geregers. Even as the measurement of a dried fig is okay. Vayim Be'ar Halacha and the Mamaschel Sheref. So let's see the Be'ar Halacha. Be'ar Halacha. and the Ramaschal, Avon Nitla Shubba Idyoim. He said that if the honey was detached from before Shabbos, that's okay. So the Lukimash Brisa Kot Menchaz, that he said he quoted the words of Makin Abram, that the Achrim agree with him. He says he admitted what he writes, or to squeeze it into a food item. Because according to what he writes after that, that's like Boyer Oichel Nabsailis, selecting food from the waste matter, then you can't be makel regarding this Fashid Rabbin Tam that says it's forbidden by Boiser, and Simon Shinachov said, hey, look over there, that's something Shachan Acharab. The Maskosh and Nasraskim Boyim, or if it was crushed from before Shabbos, that is, because since it was already crushed, so then you don't have to be Goyzer anymore for the Mashkanayitzim, but the beverage, the liquids that come out, because then you might come to crush it. And they weren't Goyzer on when it's crushed, because when it's not going to be crushed, as Rashi says within the Mishnah. Look previously in Simon Shinachov, some bays in the Be'alocha regarding olives and grapes that were crushed, that according to the Torah and those who hold like them, you need to have specifically that it should be crushed very well, that it shouldn't be missing dicha, which is a type of crushing. And then the Mashkanayitzim and Shabbos, and the liquids that come on at Shabbos are going to be permitted. As logical, the same thing would be over here, that even though it's possible to differentiate a little bit, because beforehand the honey was oichel, and now it's still oichel. Look at Shabbos every test and bays, and he says, you should know that if you know that the honey that was floating from before Shabbos, then even if you didn't crush the honeycombs at all, it would be permitted to take that honey. That's what sounds like the Vesesim. The Maskeim Megabim V'chulu, that we said you can't need a lot of roasted flour. So he said, look what he wrote in Mishnah Berurah and Sifkot Nun, that the opinion of the Baal HaTrum is the person like Rebbe, that right when you put in water, you can be chayv, and that's the opinion of the Yeshayim that's mentioned over here in Sif Tezayin and Simit Shin Chavdal Sif Gimel. Since the Be'alocha, you should know that it seems to be clear that even according to the opinion of the Baal HaTrumas, that putting in water is considered, it's called Gibel, and a person put in water from before Shabbos. However, if you mix it afterwards on Shabbos, you are going to be chayv. We don't say, oh, that's called Losh HaChalosh. What do you mean? Putting in water ready is needed, so mixing it should not be a problem? No. And the proof is from the Brut Yerushalmi and Perek HaGadol, which is brought in the Rekech and the Zerua, that if someone kneads and then shapes and then does other things related to the making of the dough, you chayv for Losh. Now, the malacha of aricha, which is after lash, obviously that even though the dough was already kneaded, however, there's still a problem about lash, that's because by shaping it, it makes the kneading even better. And for sure over here, which during the weekday, you only put in water, even though that opinion holds that is gibel, however, if you do actual gibel afterwards, by mixing it together, then you're doing a full-fledged lash on Shabbos and Michai. And it says, don't ask on this from this that the Rosh writes in the fourth paragraph of this Be'ah. That on what the Gemara says with the Bekit Mashari that's told that you put in water from before Yom Tiv and putting it in is the Gibel and it was written in the Skabel from before Yom Tiv. And what he means to say is the difference permitted to knead afterwards and to smear it on the oven. So obviously that according to Rebbe, when you put in water, then you're not going to be chayv anymore for lash, even if you do lash afterwards. It says, Be'alocha, that's not the case. Because there is Toma by ashes, which is something that there's no actual inherent entity of Gibel, of mixing. It's just that we consider it, according to Rabbi, that the putting in of water is like lush, and therefore you can't be mechayim anymore for lush when you mix the ashes with water. After that, the actual kneading, even now you don't have. And the mixing that you're doing of the ashes and the water, according to Rabbi, is considered as mixing from the moment that you put in the water, which is not the case over here. We, after we're doing a full-fledged lush, for sure you mechayim after it for lush, even according to Rabbi, and obviously you have to make such a differentiation, not to ask on the Rosh from the Yishalmi, from the Halach of Ayrech and Mekatev that we mentioned before. In the Maskel Shem Yavik, which he referenced two times, Sharatzi and Mishabura, so he brings in the Gemara, the Braisa that permits Gibel through a Shina. Obviously, it's a Reis of Yehuda, that you're not liable by just putting in water, because if not, pouring in the water, you'd be chayiv, and by putting in water, it's not shaykh to do any shino, any deviation on that. People on the right said, according to the Taisis and Mesech L'Shavet of David Chas, that they hold that something that does not have gibel, according to everyone, you chayiv by just putting in water, obviously, so you have to say that roasted flour is something that gibel would apply, but that gibel was permitted by doing it abnormally, by doing it just a little bit at a time. And he writes, according to this, then by flour that's not roasted, it's permitted through a change of a little bit, for chickens, look over there. He says, I saw in the Sefer Nishmas Adon that he's masking on them regarding this, and he writes that according to what we hold, the Chatzis She'asim L'Tayro, for sure then even a little bit at a time would be Asim L'Tayro. Because you can't say, oh, because that he has a large dough to knead, and you do a little bit at a time, that's considered as a Shina, because the Gemara says, that even if he has a weaving of the whole garment and he weaves two threads, is going to be chayv, and that's not considered a shin regarding this. If that's the case, same thing is when you weave one thread that or a kneading less than the size of a dried fig, that at least going to be issa there, issa regarding this, and you think because he needs more or less than the shear, so it's going to nullify the Isser from the first kneading, and that is even if the chickens eat a little bit that he needed before he needed a little bit more. Because if not, they're going to combine together, and for sure it's chibchat, like in the Shabbat Apeyim Amanav. And this was not permitted only by roasted flour, which is not something that you could do gibel for. According to Taisa and those who hold like them, that they hold that by roasted flour, it's something that you could do gibel for. So he explains what the Gemara says, al-yad, that is, through a shino, you're doing a kalachayad backhanded, and that's assisted from the words of Rashi. But in truth, it's chalila to veer from this, from the words of the Rishayim, that's the rifter, it's explicitly that, what does it mean, ma'at ma'at? It means a little bit of a little bit, and that's how he explained it in the Chananel, that's how written in the Aruch Erech of Yad. That's a sign from the Rambam. Also, think more about the Zod W test. But Klibis al Yad Yarbe, that is obvious that it means a little bit at a time, which when a person learns, he should learn a little bit at a time. And that's Rashi himself in the Sechs Beit, that basically explains al Yad Yad means a little bit at a time. And also, over here, what they write in the beginning that this Goyblin is Kalach Yad, also the intent means to say because through it's a Shinui of Ma'at Ma'at, as the Rav Chizkiah explains, and therefore we're calling it Kalach Yad. But according to this, so the question comes back, because we know Chatzis Shei Asim HaTayr. So the Chayr, I wanted to answer that the Gemara has brought this teaching of Al-Yal Yad, the name of Chizdin, you could say, oh, he's going L'Shitas Enaf Ayin Dal, that he holds over there that it's allowed to do Ba'ir less than the Shir and to eat it, and because that's the normal way of eating, like this, and that way Taser writes over there, and the same would be regarding kneading this roasted flour, but the truth is not the case, because if that's the case, according to what the Gemara comes out over there to say it's Aser, then the Paiskim shouldn't have had the Paiskim there, and the Rambam quotes Halacha L'dina. So it says, it appears to me that in truth, the halacha is with the Nishmas Adam. Regular flour, this is Matayr, even Mechatzi Shir, and it's not permitted in the roasted flour because of this. And also, if that's the case, then Rav Chizda should have said, Pachas Mekashir, the way he says in Daf Ayin Dal. So why are you saying the terminology Al Yal Yad? Rather, obviously, that even if it was the share of a Gregris, it would also be permitted by the roasted flour, because the Gregris is also a little bit. And there's no place that I didn't see that to mention that specifically. Pachas Mekashir. And that's what sounds like from the Zebin Nesef Chaim, that even the Sheikh Gregory is also permitted. And the reason why the Heter says the Be'alachat appears to me, according to Taisis, because through this that they dry the kernels in the oven and the granola and they make from it that it should be fit to eat. It's considered like something that was baked and cooked, and therefore even through the putting in the water that you put inside of it afterwards, it's misgabel. That's not considered like the malach of lush. It's rather considered like tikkun oichel, just you know, preparing food, which is the normal way of eating, and that's considered like gravy that you put in the tavshul, and that's not considered a melacha d'oraisa. And if it's permitted a little bit at a time, because that's considered a little bit of a shina. Or another approach, you could say that what the Gemara means when it says ma'at ma'at is also specific at the time of eating, because that's the normal way of eating. And similar to what Rav Chizda holds in the Ayin Dal, that in the heter of pachas mekashir, because that's the normal way of eating. And same thing would be over here. And even if the Gemara doesn't hold over there like that lamaskana, his svar over here regarding roasted grain is different. As we wrote that because it's like gravy in the tapshul, and this is the Gemara says with the homani risa Yehuda, it's according to Rebbe, then you would have at least issa because of putting in the water. Obviously, you have to explain like this according to the Pirsha Ram that he holds that roasted flour is lava gibel, but by stam flour, there's no reason to permit kneading it for the chickens, even less than shib, because we hold chatzicher is also in the Torah. But all malach is like we wrote in Simon Shemem and the Be'alach, look over there, and it's not permitted by kneading for the chickens, only in the way that we see by Morsan, by Brand, Simon Shem Chavdal, Simon Gimel, look over there. Says so, you should know that in the Pirsha Menachananel that was recently printed on Masechet Shabbos, he says the Be'alach, I saw something novel that he writes, that this that we permit by Shatisa of Akali, by the roasted and by Shatisa, that specifically through a mixing Shasiv Erev, crisscross, and not regular mixing, but it says from all the places it doesn't sound like that it has such a limitation. Some of the deer shoes, deer shoe number 70. Now, even though that the honey doesn't grow from the beehive, Scheinberg explains that the qualification of the Issa of Toilers is not specifically by removing something from where it grows and has vitality, even by disconnecting something from where it's formed and where it's connected to. Just number 71, Mishmur had said that to take the honey out from the honeycomb is included mafarik. So Rav Scheinberg is medayik from his words that the Issa mafarik would apply, I mean, I tell you, even by something that's not gedulei karka. And that says medaikos mloshen kavachaim, which is the case by beehive. Dish number 72. This malacha of lush, Shubhasikis Meister writes, applies also by things that are not gidulu karka, that don't grow from the ground, because it's not a malacha of the karka. And he adds on that for that reason, you're not allowed to put oil in eggs or in crushed fish and kneading it together. That's what's written in Shubha Sheba Levi. Dish number 73. Someone's megabel mixes pieces, slices of fruits, or similar things, with congealed honey that does not have moisture. Rather, it connects the pieces to the honey, sticks. Shubha Sheba Levi writes, that's not a problem about lush. However, he writes over there that kamat, you don't have such a honey. That's what's been in Rizkir Eletz. If someone connects pieces that are scattered to the honey, it's not over on this lush, only if they're connected one to the other through the honey. Meaning it's not just to the honey, it's the honey's connecting it to the other things. There's number 74. We said that all types of mashka that you're going to need and stick through them is the mohalach of lush, so to spit. Mishmeretz later in Sifkot and Zayin is considered as a mashka, and he adds on that for that reason, now spit on thin sand, at least when he's pleased that it's going to stick together. For that reason, Shubha Sheba Levi writes, L'chayr would be room to say it's forbidden to utilize powder that people put on their false teeth to strengthen them, because since the powder gets dissolved in the mouth through the spit, so it becomes like some type of a soft mixture, and that's included in lush. But since that's not the normal way of doing lush in the mouth, and also that's not considered as an action with your hands, so you can't protest and those who do that on Shabbos, as long as they do it in an abnormal way, then they do it during the weekday, and specifically when there's a physical pain and a nullification of their Einik Shabbos. Now regarding a powder that through chewing it, it makes like a gum, Shubha Sheba Levi writes, not to protest in those who use it, because that's not the normal way of doing lush with the mouth, and that's not considered an action with your hands. Someone puts food items and beverages into his mouth and he needs it together, this girl told us that there's no problem with Isra lush, because that's the normal way of eating. Dish number 75. Someone crushes a fruit and he makes from it like a type of a dough through its juices. Chaznish writes, it's not a problem about lush, because since you don't have on the beverage of the fruit itself to be considered as a beverage. Ms. Kreltz explains that it's only when you're mixing a beverage with a food item and you turn it into a dough that's considered as lush, which is not the case by crushing a fruit, but it's not considered only like changing the form of the fruit. And as in for this reason, it's permitted to crush even many fruits from that same type together. However, to crush many fruits from different types together, his opinion over there is that it's forbidden, because since the moisture of one type is considered as a mashkur on the second type. Another Mishlom Zaman holds that Chaznish did not permit only to crush one whole fruit, but to crush two fruits from the same type, even two parts of that fruit, would be forbidden. Dish number 76. Midrabban, the Be'al Locha, brings later on Simchon Chobdal that even according to Bisvi Yehuda, it's forbidden to put water in something that is a bar gibel, because you might come to do gibel. And he hints to this later on Sivkot Nansai. Now, according to this opinion, the Igla Tal is inclined that since a Melacha Blush is combined from two different parts, that is, from the liquid part with the food item that through the putting of the mashke into the eichel makes into one solid, by mixing the food with the mashke, as he explains over there, as Sivkot Nansai, Yosef Beis, so there's no achiv only when you do two actions on Shabbos, that is, putting in the water into the flour and the mixing the flour with the water, like the Melacha Bitzah, that's comprised of a kira and a nacha. The nachayev only when you did two actions on Shabbos. So the melacha lush, nachayev until you do two actions on Shabbos. Now then, Shubha Sheba Levi, mafaklik very much on this, and he writes, from the words of Meir, it sounds like that according to Bitzim Yehuda, nachayev even just by doing gibel, not putting in the water. Now if someone puts flaxseed or sesame seeds in water, Shulchan Aruch writes later on, Simon Shem Mem, that you have for lush, because they mix and they stick one to the other and mix like a dough. Chaznesh explains that even according to Rishon Yehuda, the Yechayev, by putting it into water, because even without mixing it, they become a dough. And also, that's not the norm with Gibel. And he adds on that even though that a liquidy mixture is not considered as lush, and you're allowed to do it a slight aberration. However, in our situation, Yechayev, even when you put it in a lot of water, because they stick very much to each other. So it's regarding potato powder that you put the powder in water and through that it becomes like potatoes mash. True, the Gemara writes not to do that on Shabbos in any way. And that's what's been in the Skrillets. And the same thing is regarding preparing lightning jelly. That is opinion of the day is forbidden, and that's how Shubha Sheba Levi is inclined also because of lush. Dish number 77. Later on, Simon Shem Chavdal, the Mishnah writes that the minhag is to be stringent, like the opinion of the Baal HaTrumah. Now, specifically, when you put flour or something like that, that's a liquid, that's mixing with the flour right when you put it in. But to put flour that's thick, for example, put inside honey congealed honey or something like that, Rishlam Zeman holds that according to all opinions, that's not a problem. Lush, Mr. Be'alacha writes in Simish in your test that you're not allowed to put sesame seeds into honey, to those who say it's forbidden to put water because of lush, that's only by liquidy honey. Just number 78. How to qualify what's considered by Gilo? Today's read of Mesechta Shabbos that Kodan Hay writes that it's something that the norm is to use it by mixing. Rambam Pirush B'Shai writes that Gibel is something that mixes very well and becomes one solid. Dish number 80, regarding preparing food for an animal by mixing water with it. Be'alocha writes later on that since the mites is not a Gibel, putting water inside of it is asum l'atayr. According to Menu Shen Chaznish writes, that putting water into something that's not by Gibel, it's not asur according to all opinions only Rabbanan, and they don't disagree only with regarding the Gibel. According to Rambam, you can be Pater, or according to Abishem, you can be Chayv Chatzis, and they conclude that since the Pin Rambam is a Das Yachad, one should be stringent regarding this. Dish number 81. This the Mishra writes that roasted flour is by Gibel. What he means, according to the person that hold, that putting water in something that's not by Gibel is also matari, even according to Yehuda. If that's the case, behechruch, they didn't permit to put water in the flour that's roasted without any shini, only because it's by Gibel. And the issa to put in water is only Rabban. This type of minna situation is this is Rabban. The Be'alacha writes later on, because since this kneading is done for the purposes of the person's eating, they were leaning regarding it, because even for the purpose of an animal eating, put over the Anshachan Aruch, that they permitted to put in water, as long as you do a deviation with how you mix it. Look at the chart, see number there, Sifkatan. Samach Aleph. Dusha 82. Now, specifically regarding the purposes of a person eating, they permitted kneading and like doing abnormally a little bit at a time. But for the purpose of an animal eating, Be'alach writes later on that they didn't permit to knead only with a shino of shasv erev, crisscross. Because since there's a tercha by making the food a little at a time, one should not put that tercha because of an animal. Moreover, because since for an animal it's enough to do crisscross, which you don't have to mix it so well. So Chazal did not want to permit that just by doing the shino a little bit at a time. Now, this shino of Shasiv Erev, it sounds like from the Halacha, is considered as a big shino, bigger than that of just doing a little bit at a time. For that reason, Igus Moshe writes that in all places that you need a shino, it's effective, even the shino of Shasiv Erev, because the Gibel that's done in such a way is not made appropriate. Chaznish writes that you have to discuss if this shino of Shasiv Erev is effective regarding Michael Adam, because since we're not so well versed in the words of the Chacham and their reasonings, it's possible that we don't only have what the Chacham say. However, regarding Gibel of crumbs of bread with crushed fruits, Chaznish writes over there that shina would be effective. Now, regarding the shina of crisscross, the Be'alacha writes later on to Maskal Mavir that as long as you're not mixing and moving it around, you'll have to be megabel the mixture with a spoon by crisscross, even many times. Chaznish writes it's possible that you have to take out the spoon between every time during the crisscross, because if you don't take it out, so then you're going to complete the circle and it's going to be considered as mixing. However, he writes that maybe it's effective if between the crisscross you just start every time from the middle of the pot. Explaining the words of Chaznish, true as Igus Moshe writes, you don't have to take out the spoon between every time you're mixing. It's just that if you don't do that, and you're going to do Gibel by Shasir Erev many times continuously, you have to be concerned that maybe you're going to come to do it without Shasir Erev at all. And therefore, someone that's careful and is relying on himself that he's not going to do it by just going all the way around, you don't have to take it out the spoon every time. There's number 83, mixing Ma'at Ma'at, Chaznish writes that permitted whether with a Yad, whether with a Kli. Dishon number 84, someone needs something that was already needed totally before. For example, let's say he crushes bread in his hands. V'yashav holds that there's no problem but lush, because there's no lush after lush. Another Mishlam Zaman holds, one should be stringent to not to do this, because since the breadcrumbs connect with the moisture from the bread, and he adds on that this that the Chaznish permits to crush a banana, that's only when you crush a whole banana, but not when you're connecting different parts that will crush. Dish number 85, also adding flour to a dough that was already kneaded. And this girl holds that it's forbidden because of lush, because you're connecting with that the flour with the dough, and the flour you did not do lush on yet. So therefore, that is going to be problematic. Dish number 86. What's considered a blila avo? What's considered a thick mixture? What's considered a blila raka, a soft mixture? Chaznish writes that a thick mixture is a dough that you can't pour it from vessel to vessel. A liquidy mixture is a dough that it's very light in the way that you can pour it from one vessel to another vessel, and even though it's not liquidy, and even though at the beginning of the pouring of the water to the soft mixture, it's still thick, which Asma Torah according to Rabbi Chaznish writes that as long as you didn't stop the flow of the water, that's not considered the melacha. For that reason, you have to put in a lot of water at once And Rav Nisgrodz explains his words that pouring the water is considered from the beginning till the end, like one action of preparing the food item, and we don't differentiate an action in the middle. Now, if someone puts flax seeds or sesame seeds in water, Shulchan writes later on Shimon Yechefalosh, because they get mixed together and they connect, they stick one to the other and they make like a dough. Chaz Nish writes that even though a belila raka, a salt mixture, is not considered as a malacha of lashma tarim, and you'll have to do it with a small deviation. However, in our situation, even when you put in a lot of water, because again, they're very sticky. Now, to put something that melts in water, Chaz Nish writes, that's not considered a lashma even rabban. As it's written in Shuvah Zalotin, you love to prepare food from milk powder, because since that the powder dissolves in the water, that's not considered as lush. But however, it's good to pour right away a large quantity of water than the quantity of the powder. Because even if you're going to say that you have by the powder it was lush, however, in a way that all the dough becomes very light, that's not a problem as lush. Now, to clean up vessels with some type of sand powder, Yashav hold that as permitted, because since it all turns into water, so there's no problem about Issa Blush. And this Chaz Nish permits to squeeze lemon into sugar, and that's the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Chav. The opinion of those girls is that he didn't permit to do this only for the purpose of a child. With such a big tzayrich, you can rely on the opinion of Rishayim that it's not Issa by putting in water, and that's not the sound of Chaz Nish. That because, so that the squeezing the lemon, you shouldn't have an Issa of Dash, it has to be that the sugar is a oichla, not a mashkin. Behechrech, it's told by a quantity of sugar that it doesn't dissolve from the a lemon juice, because if that were the case, then you would have by putting in the juice of the lemon and the sugar, because the Issav Lush would be needing it. So too, when you're putting in tea essence in sugar, in a way that the dough becomes a belila raka, before you pour the rest of the water, Ms. Girl tells that that's going to be a problem, it's a lush, and you have to change the order of how you do it. This is number 87. Chasnesh asks, this that Mishbubra writes later on the Matzah Vafilet, that not to crumble bread and to needed, and also what Mr. Burris and Sukkot and Zayin Tazik and Allah need flour that you make from the granny of the matzah, that even though these things are ready to eat, and still we don't say that their kneading is considered as tikkun meichel. It's not like what he says here in the Be'alacha de Maschal Shema. Dish number 88. Sounds like from the words of the Be'alacha that the reason why you're allowed to put gravy into a tafshal, because since the tafshal is ready to eat, so putting the right to is not considered but just a tikkun meichel. Chaz Nish writes that it's no heter to put gravy into the tafshal only because whatever is fully cooked, there's no problem about lush, and just like permitted to do lush on reface, which later on Sefer Yotes, because it's already fully cooked, and it's very easy to knead it. However, the pin mishmer over there is that actually by kneading of the reface is because the is of lush, and now crushed on Shabbos only calmly. And according to this, a thick dish that was crumbled and it's dry, you're right to believe that it's possible that there's no heter to put inside of a gravy, even though that is the normal way of eating it. Dish number 89. You see from the words of Be'alacha that the het of mat is not effective only by something that it's issa lush in Rabban. That's the Mishnah writes in Simchat Katan and Gimel regarding this flour that wasn't roasted with the issa lush matar, which doesn't help this shina. The Chaz Nish, he writes that it's not possible to say this because Ramban discusses it should be effective the shina mat by preparing mursin bran for the animal, and his words are brought later on Simchat Chabdal said Gimel did masal mursin. Even though Gimel mursin is asma matar, and he explains that the shina mat is mutter because it's considered as a shina gama, as a full fledged shina, and if it's going to be permitted.